Hey there, Transfer Nation. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer, the podcast where we help you get ready for college, scholarships, internships, and beyond. I am your host, Scott Cooper, your friendly neighborhood transfer man. And today we're talking about one of the scariest but most important skills you're ever going to need, and that is interviewing. Before we get started, here's today's dad joke. Why did the job applicant bring a pencil to the interview? Because they wanted to draw attention to their skills. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, so your greatest resources here in today's lesson is going to be your Career Center on campus, okay? You'll be able to get feedback on your resume, do mock interviews, get feedback and tips on your interview outfits. Plus, many community colleges have partnerships with nonprofit organizations or local organizations or stores to provide low-cost or even free interview outfits, headshots, things like that. So please use your resources that are free and professional for just being part of the California Community College system. Okay? All right, let's get stuck in, as they say. And today I have my British counterpart here with me. Do you want to introduce yourself? Well, hello there. I'm Transfer Bloke. All right. Well, Transfer Bloke, welcome. You're way over there in cold, rainy England at this moment. Actually, yes, it's quite nice. It's quite lovely today. We are over on the other side of the pond, as you say, in America. All right. Well, let's get to it. Thank you for being here. I'm going to be asking you some questions as well. So here's a fun fact. Most interviewers form their opinion of you within the first 7 to 10 seconds of meeting you. That means that the moment you walk into the room, your posture, your smile, how you're dressed, they're already making judgments, right? And so what happens the rest of the interview? What do you think, Transfer Bloke? Well, the rest of the interview, they're actually confirming what they already think about you. So first impressions really do matter. Your goal is to show up confident, prepared, and polished so you can make those, like, first few seconds count, you know. I would agree with you, 100%. Okay, so top 5 interview questions, and I'm trying to get you guys ready for a variety of different types of interviews, right? So scholarship interviews, college interviews, internship interviews, and even job interviews, they all have the same core questions. They have the same core, what they want to know about you. Basically, they want to know, what can you do? Why are you a good fit? You know, why are you the best choice for this? Whatever it may be. So there's a lot of commonality between the different questions. All right. Question number 1, Transfer Bloke, what do you got on this one? Oh, this is the tell me about yourself question. This is always the first question. And guess what? Most people totally mess it up by reciting their entire life story. And here's what they really want. They want to know, you know, a 60-second like summary of your qualifications and why you're interested in this opportunity. Think of it like you're traveling in an elevator. Some people call it like your elevator pitch, you know. Here's the formula. Basically, your educational background comes first. And then you talk about like relevant skills or experiences. And then why you want to represent this organization or scholarship, right? So an example here. Here we go. You ready? I'm currently a business major at College of the Desert, where I've maintained a 3.8 GPA while working part-time in retail. Through my classes and job, I've developed strong leadership and problem-solving skills. I'm excited about this scholarship because it will allow me to focus on my studies and eventually give back to my community by helping other first-generation students succeed. Right, you see there, in that kind of the pro tip to like nail this answer, when you deliver it smoothly, the rest of the interview will just flow after that, right? So this is one of those things that you're going to have to like practice and practice until it becomes natural, right? It becomes natural and it just flows out. Because this is like the first question that's going to come at you every single time. There might be different variations of it, you know, like, We've read your resume. We've read your CV, you know, your curriculum vitae. We've read it and we're wondering, you know, would you like to introduce yourself? There'll be variations, but it's all the same core question. Tell me about yourself. Thank you very much there. Okay, I'll take question number two here. Thank you, Transfer Bloke. What are your greatest strengths? For this one, we've got three adjectives ready. Okay, I want you to have three adjectives that just come off your tongue. They roll off because you've really thought about this. Now, don't just list them, right? So this is the key. This is the key. We don't just say, hey, I'm hardworking, reliable, and creative, and leave it at that, right? So we're always going to follow up an adjective about ourselves with a tangible, real example that either includes metrics, things that can prove what you're saying, or they illustrate it, right? Here's an example. I consider myself hardworking. Last semester, I took a full course load while working 25 hours a week, and I still managed to earn Dean's List honors. Time management and persistence really helped me succeed. You see what I did there, right? I worked that in the full-time course load, 25 hours a week. I showed you hardworking, right? Do you remember back when we did show not tell? I'll come back to that in a second. So three adjectives that you might really like are hardworking, reliable, creative. Creative only if you've got stories to back them up. So I think it's super helpful on the left-hand side to put some adjectives that describe you. And on the right-hand side, put examples where you've actually shown that. Question number three. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Transfer Bloke, you got something on this one? Yes, this isn't about predicting the future, right? They want to see goal setting and commitment. An example here might be like, in 5 years, I see myself completing my bachelor's degree in environmental science and starting a career in sustainable city planning. My long-term goal is to help design our greener communities, right? That is a good answer because you've got like a plan and it's not, okay, the worst possible word you could say right here is the word hopefully, right? I love the word hope, but hopefully doesn't sound like very certain, does it? So can you imagine if you went into the doctor's office and you were about to go under, you know, for like a surgery or something, and the doctor said, well, hopefully I think we can do this. That would not inspire confidence, would it? Or if you're flying in an airplane and the pilot came across the airwaves and said, like, I hopefully can land this when we get there. I don't think it would inspire a lot of confidence. So I want you to avoid the word hopefully, okay? You're going to just say it. You're going to say, like, I will have graduated. I will be doing this, you know? Thank you. Thank you very much. That is some really good advice. Okay, so question number four, why are you the best choice for this? This is your chance to shine, Transfer Cats. Focus on how your skills, experience, and goals align with their needs. Hopefully at this point, you've done a little research about this scholarship or whatever. And here's a great example. I'm passionate about the scholarship mission to support first-generation college students. My background as a first-generation student allows me to connect with others and serve as a mentor, which directly aligns with the organization's values. I want you to hammer home, basically, why you are a good fit. And that is going to be very specific. You're going to be pulling it from their mission statement or what you've seen. Why are you really connected to that scholarship, that internship, that college? Okay. All right. Last question here. These are behavioral questions, and these typically start off with, tell me about a time when you solved a customer's problem, right? Tell me about a time when. So they're trying to get a sense of you on the job, and they want you to recount a story where you did something, typically solved a problem or came up with something. And in career counseling, we call this the STAR method. A STAR method is S-T-A-R, right? Situation, task, action, and result. So in the situation part, you set the scene. In the task, what needed to be done, like specifically what had to be done, right? Action is what you did and result is what happened. So far too often people will do the STA method where they don't get to the result. Or they just do the R method like a pirate and they just tell what happened. They don't set it up. So let's follow through this. All right, transfer bloke, I'm going to interview you. Is that okay? Well, that would be quite fun. All right, so tell me about a time you solved a problem.
All right, during my group project in biology, two members stopped contributing, which threatened our grade, and I organized a meeting and divided responsibilities and followed up regularly. We ended up earning an A and improving our teamwork skills.
Well, that was a good job there, Transfer Hope.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, this method paints a picture of what you did. Remember our PIQ lesson about show, don't tell? Oh, it's all connecting, isn't it? All right, interview prep and follow-up. This is part three. So interviews don't just happen. You prepare for them. It didn't like fall in your lap. Oh my gosh, an interview showed up today. No, you know it's coming. So number one, dress professionally. Your college career center may have partnerships, again, with free or low-cost interview outfit stores, nonprofits, etc. Go check that out. Okay. Two, bring your portfolio. You've been building this thing. This is, I mean, you are organized. You look professional. Make sure to take it. It has your current updated resume, etc. Practice. Again, you can go into your career center and do mock interviews. You can ask for a mock interview where you can practice and get feedback. You know, in real interviews, they're not allowed to give you feedback because they don't want to open themselves up to lawsuits. So they'll just say, I can't discuss that. But if you do a mock interview, they can say, hey, you know, you really did not do this question well. Here's how I would do it better. Or you did this excellently and you're going to know to repeat that. All right. It's real, honest feedback. You can only get that in a mock interview. Follow up. Send a handwritten thank you note after your interview, usually within 1 to 2 days. Emails work if it's the only option, but again, handwritten notes always stand out. And finally, if you are selected for this, you need to show up. You wouldn't believe how many people don't show up and it looks horrible. If you win a scholarship or award, attend the ceremony or dinner. Take the picture with that gigantic check, okay? Even if it's only for $500, $500, you know, buys your books for a semester or more. So, again, show up. All right. It's going to come down to practice quite a bit. Interviewing is not a natural skill, is it? Is it, Transfer Bloke?
No, not at all. It's actually like learning to play a sport or playing an instrument. You need repetition, really, to improve. In my own classes that I've taught to over here in England, I've got students who dress professionally and they do mock interviews in front of a panel of my colleagues. And it's like terrifying for them, you know, especially since many are adult learners and the professionals are kind of like returning to school. But almost every student says later, that was the most valuable class that I've ever taken. Why? Because they finally got feedback. They learn what they are doing well and what they need to change. And, you know, the more you practice here, the more comfortable you feel. And when you feel comfortable, the interviews feel comfortable too. I would agree 100% with you. All right. So guys on gals, remember the very first question, tell me about yourself, is the foundation. Master that question and the rest of the interview becomes much smoother. Interviews open doors to colleges, internships, scholarships, and jobs. So put yourself out there, keep practicing, and remember preparedness builds confidence. That's it for today's episode of 30 Days to Transfer. Next time, we will tackle how to budget for your transfer journey because your wallet deserves a strategy too. Until then, practice those top five questions, polish your portfolio, and go crush that next interview. I am Scott Cooper, your transfer man. I will see you tomorrow.